Get more on this. We can speak to Daniel Levy. He's the president of the U.S. Middle East Project and a former negotiator for Israel during Israel-Palestine peace talks. He joins us now from London. Thank you so much for your time, sir. How would you assess this latest escalation, these dual strikes by Israel on Lebanon and the Gaza Strip? Is this the beginning of something more serious?
The short answer, Malini, is we don't know at this stage. But to correctly assess it, let's zoom way out and then let's start zooming in again, if I may, which is endless denial of people's freedoms and rights. That's the freedoms and rights of the Palestinian people under occupation, living under the oppressive Israeli regime, is inevitably going to lead to people taking up whatever forms of resistance. That's what happens across the board, globally, historically. So let's not forget that bigger context. The more immediate context, very significant escalation in Palestinian casualties over the last 12 to 15 months. You now have the added layer of a very extreme Israeli government, which is hell-bent on provocations everywhere. And in fact, you did have the international community and the neighboring countries turn around and say, okay, Ramadan coming up. It's incredibly febrile, very tense. Just don't get Al-Aqsa wrong. That doesn't mean that everything else doesn't matter. That doesn't mean that the daily grind of indignity and humiliation and occupation don't matter. But the focus was, don't provoke in Al-Aqsa.
Yeah, let me pick you up on that.
Didn't manage that.
Apologies. Let me pick you up exactly on that point, because this latest violence was sparked by those terrible scenes we saw of Muslim worshippers being beaten violently by Israeli police in Al-Aqsa Mosque in the middle of Ramadan. It's not surprising at all to anyone that it would evoke some sort of reaction. So what are the Israeli authorities thinking?
Well, you might ask, and you have, and I'm afraid I'm not there. Well, I'm quite glad I'm not there in the room, actually. I'm not there in the room. I can't say what they're thinking. But what I think we can say with a degree of certainty is that even when there may well not be a direct intention, the logic of the way Israel treats Palestinians, the logic of the ever increasing push towards extremism is that even if the instruction is, let's try and keep this quiet, guys, there is an inability to do that because the reaction to even just to the absence of a provocation on Al-Aqsa, the reaction is go in hard, go in heavy. Mm. And now we are where we are today. If you're on the outside, you know how this looks from where you're sitting across the Muslim world. If you're the resistance movement, whether you're in Gaza or in South Lebanon or anywhere, you're going to say, I'm going to show solidarity with this. Now, the latest report, which you started your news with, of these two Israeli casualties, things seem to be calming. And calm, of course, still means occupation and no freedoms for Palestinians. But these things seem to be calming in South Lebanon, in Gaza. But let's see if settler militia violence, after what we saw this afternoon, which we've of course seen in Hawara and elsewhere, whether that kicks in now, whether the Israelis stand by, let the settler militias do their worst, and whether that leads to another escalation. Because I think that's the next few hours.
Sadly, I think you're right. What do you think is going through Netanyahu's mind at the moment? I mean, even if he himself is keen not to escalate the situation further, he is beholden, isn't he, to the right-wing portion of his coalition?
Well, indeed. And let's not pretend that Benjamin Netanyahu is not part and parcel of that extreme right. He brought Ben-Gvir and Smotrich together in order to bring them into parliament. Let's also not have amnesia as to what things looked like under the supposedly more moderate Bennett-Lapid-Gantz government, in which you already saw a significant uptick in Israeli violence towards Palestinians. But in the immediate term, Netanyahu, his considerations, look, I won't surprise you if I say that Netanyahu is not in a good political place, and a little security distraction may help shift the public conversation away from the floundering judicial reform efforts. It may even allow him to appeal to unity. I'm not saying that would work. It's risky for him as well if there's a major clash and people could turn around and openly accuse him of this distraction. But also, he doesn't need that. This government and in the entire Israeli position towards the Palestinians doesn't need the immediacy of a coalition consideration or crisis in order to double down on a situation in which these kinds of escalations are inevitable when people see no hope whatsoever on the horizon. And that's what Israel offers Palestinians, no hope whatsoever, unfortunately.
This new right-wing Netanyahu government has now been in office for 100 days. What's your prediction of what this government will mean for the Israel-Palestinian conflict?
So nothing good is the two-word answer. The government is in a bit of a crisis, but I also don't think we should eulogise this government, because after five elections in which there was no clear outcome, the coalition partners will be in no hurry to put themselves up for election again. So I think the logic of the dynamic of this government is to accelerate a more aggressive approach to Palestinians, which is predicated on we have to secure victory. And that means more displacement, more attempts to remove Palestinians, more attempts to double down on what international human rights organizations have called an apartheid regime. But it's not like out on the streets in those protests against the judicial reforms, there is an alternative being offered on the Palestinian front. There's a small group who are making the connection between democracy in terms of the judicial reforms and what's really needed to have a democracy, which is to end occupation and to have real equality. But most of the conversation is still taking place where the assumption is the Palestinian situation can wait or can be made worse and can be controlled. So in that respect, unfortunately, there's still a consensus which hasn't yet been really shattered.
Daniel Levy, really good to get your thoughts. President of US Middle East Project, speaking to us there from London.
Thank you.